So hanging out with all these smart people, the smartest people in the world with these super IQs and stuff. So this guy is asking the question. He comes up, he wants to know, where did God come from? So he starts off to say, I'm confused. And you being very philosophical and a very honest person, I'm sure you can tell me where God comes from. And in addition, once you've told me where God comes from, please try to clarify how you can figure that a spiritual force can have an impact on a material universe to create it. I think that some years ago we already talked about that kind of thing, you know, in philosophical circles at any rate, by posing the question, if angels are made of spiritual matter and a pen is made of material matter and spiritual matter displaces no space, how many angels can dance on the tip of a pen? And you know, he had a kind of an opposite reversal experience, being atheist and all. You know, so it's kind of like one question at a time. It was the format of the debate, but he wanted us to fill in the rest of the story, like the beginning of the universe. God, spiritual matter, impact on material matter, which turns out to be two questions. So his question, where did God come from, assumes he's, well, obviously it displays he's thinking of the wrong God, because the God of the Bible is not affected by time, space, or matter. If he's affected by time, space, or matter, he's not God. Time, space, or matter is what we call a continuum. All of them have to come into existence at the same time. Because if there was matter but no space, where would you put it? If there were matter but space but no time, when would you put it? You cannot have time, space, or matter independently. They have to come into existence simultaneously. The Bible answers that in 10 words. In the beginning, there's time. God created the heavens. There's space. And the earth, there's matter. So you have time, space, matter created, a trinity of trinities. Time is past, present, future. Space has lift, width, and height. And matter has solid, liquid, and gas. You have a trinity of trinities created instantaneously, and the God who created them has to be outside of them. If he's limited by time, he's not God. The God who created this computer is not in the computer. He's not running around there changing numbers on the screen, okay? So the God who created this universe is outside of the universe. He's above it, beyond it, beside it, all through it. He's unaffected by it. And so, because of the spiritual force cannot have effect on a material body, then I guess you'd have to explain to me things like emotions and love and hatred and envy and jealousy and rationality. If your brain is just a random collection of chemicals formed by chance over billions of years, how could you even trust your own reasoning process and the thoughts that you think? So it kind of boils down to the question of, where did God come from? Is assuming in a limited God, and that's your problem. The God that I worship is not limited by time, space, or matter. If I could fit the infinite God inside my 3-pound brain, he would not be worth worshiping, that's for sure.